part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Ngorima, good afternoon to you, sir.
Elder Zama, good afternoon. Yeah, how are you, my brother?
Very well, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Ah, we thank the Lord. Happy New Year to you too.
Yes, man. I hope that you've spent the resting season, holiday season, well.
Indeed, the Lord led us. And yourself?
No, man, we got some much-needed rest, I must say. Rested as much as possible. And, of course, coming refreshed into 2025.
We thank the Lord for that.
Yeah. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about Christian behavior together with you. And, you know, Adventists believe the actions and words that sum up our behavior can be best witness there is to the love of Christ. But if we all make mistakes and struggle with sin, how can we make sure our behavior consistently reflects the character of God? And so we're going to be answering that very question over the next couple of days. But here we're going to be starting. We're starting in Psalms chapter 51, verse 5, which says, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Now, with this in mind, Pastor, is it even possible to live a Christ-like life? I mean, this is how the psalmist explains it.
Oh, thank you so much. If we consider the book of John, John chapter 13, verse 15, maybe it might give us light on that issue. "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." So Jesus came to lead, to give us an example on how we are supposed to live. Yeah. So it's possible to lead a righteous life, a sinful life. It's very possible. Because when Jesus came, he came to set an example, a sinless life he lived. And his example won't be beyond our reach. So it's possible to lead by example.
Interesting. Is that notwithstanding the fact that we are, you know, already born in sin as we are coming out the first day?
We were born in sin. When we were born, sin was already there, according to the psalmist. And even now, we are being born in sin. But according to Romans chapter 5, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." So, though we were born in sin, he loved us before we knew him. So, though we are born in sin, through the blood of Christ, through his death, we are made righteous through our faith. So we can lead a perfect life through following his footsteps, and not by our own mighty, but by his power.
Not by our might, but by his power. I like that.
Yes.
Now, what does the Bible say about how Christians should behave?
Yeah. According to the Bible, Christians are the light of the world. Jesus is the bigger light, and we are supposed to reflect Christ's light to the world. So, according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, "Be perfect just like our Father in heaven is perfect." So Christians are supposed to follow God's commandments. So when we are in Christ, we become new creatures. And that being the fact, we are supposed to follow his statutes, the Ten Commandments, are laid for us to learn from them on how we are supposed to conduct our daily lives as Christians.
There are people. There are people in our world who may exhibit some Christ-like characteristics, like kindness, generosity, etc. What makes these strictly Christian traits, considering that some people are not necessarily Christian, yet they exhibit these Christian, these Christ-like personalities?
It's a very interesting question. Okay, they are good in their own context, but a real Christian is supposed to believe in Christ himself and walk with him. So you can, even the devil can do good things in order to deceive. He can be patient like a serpent. The serpent is so patient. Someone who doesn't even know God can be kind for some reasons. So if you just have one trait and lack other things, it won't give you that title of being a real Christian. So Christianity, generally, first step is belonging to Christ before showing any act. That's justification, you see. If you only believe first, you become a Christian. Then the fruit of the Spirit will be revealed. So you are only a Christian when you walk with Christ himself.
I do understand that you're only Christian. So which means that, are you then saying that those people who are actually exhibiting these great character traits, who are not necessarily Christian, are they faking it?
We have good people out there who haven't met Christianity, but they are good. Yeah. In matters of salvation, we cannot judge, but we have people who will go to heaven besides becoming Christians, but they will make it to heaven. That is very possible. The Spirit of God, according to my understanding, can work with anyone. For those who believe, he comes in and works from within. For those who don't believe, he works from without, knocking, telling them what they are supposed to do. That's what I believe in. God can communicate even to the heathen people to do good things at some point. Like Saul, at some point, he performed good deeds, though he was evil, King Saul, you see. So that can happen, but it doesn't necessarily mean those people are Christians or they are destined for destruction, who leave judgment to the Lord. So even worldly people can do good things. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Now, I want us to, you know, before we get to the close of conversation, check with you. If I struggle with some of, the Christian character traits, does that make me less of a Christian?
I think according to John chapter 1, I think, verse 9, I think it will help us to understand that we all struggle with this Christian, to obey these Christian values. John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, meaning to say, this person who is confessing a sin has committed a certain type of a sin. So if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. It's like no one is not struggling. Everyone is struggling with sinful traits. So we have to confess to the Lord. There might be differences. Some are homosexuals, some are liars, some are drunkards, adulterers, you name them. But sin is sin. no one is less sinful than the other, and no one is more righteous than the other.
Yeah.
You see, in terms of before the throne of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, chapter 2, verse 1 of 1 John says, "My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous."
Mm.
You see, so our righteousness is only measured when Christ is in us and when we confess our sins to him. And this verse, I would like to, or I'm tempted to think that it was written because God knew people who continue to sin. You see, so there is a solution. If it happens that you've sinned, we are supposed to confess it. We have an advocate who is none other than Jesus himself. So all sins are the same.
Yeah.
If you just steal a teaspoon of sugar and the one who killed 1,000 people, sin is sin. That sin is supposed to be confessed. No one will enter heaven with an unconfessed sin, you see.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful stuff there. It is now 22 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock, Pastor. I must thank you so much for your time and coming through, talking to us this afternoon. That's an introductory conversation here on our subject. That one is talking about Christian behavior. If you've got anything to say, please do send it to +27 734 703 520. Pastor Ngorima, I must thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you. God bless you, Elder Zama. See you tomorrow.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.